This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
Keep on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast right now live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes to all those roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, Wyoming, and Montana. We heard from William a little while ago, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. And don't forget the Merchant Marine delivering all the products, too. The Captain's America Third Watch.com is a website for the show. Check it out and follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Right now, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the voice of the Underground USA podcast, Frank Soldato. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
That's when I wish I had an Orson Welles voice, because I'd go, the voice of the... All right, let's say the pledge and get going. You ready? Okay. I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we could use a lot of that right now because some of the world is going, oh, my God, the world is falling. The sky is falling. We're in big trouble because there's this huge, huge, huge major warning coming from Russia and Saudi Arabia, who are overproducing oil. We have an overabundance of oil on the world market. It's ruining some of the economies in some of these OPEC states. And, oh, by the way, Iran and Iraq are suffering from this. Some other smaller states, too. But in the United States, I can tell you we're going to get cheaper gas prices at the pump. That can't be bad, right?
Yeah. My big, when I read that headline, I go, oh, well. You know, capitalism works. Competition works. Where we're seeing prices go down. You know, the Saudi Arabia and the OPEC nations will probably try to figure out how to squeeze it. But if Russia's not playing along with them, then we're going to have competition in that market finally, and it will result in lower prices. If they apply that to just about every industry around the world, you see prices go down. It would be nice if they applied that to healthcare here in the United States. You'd see prices go down. So, you know, it may hurt OPEC, and it may hurt some nations to whose economies predominantly are about oil, but for many, many years they've been gouging the rest of the world. Take a look at Saudi Arabia and the grotesque wealth the royal family has over there. Gold faucets, gold toilets, you know, and 747s for everybody in the family. I'm not weeping about this.
Well, here's what the Kremlin had to say, or at least a spokesman for the Kremlin, Alexander Dinkin, president of the Institute of World Economy and International Relations in Moscow, a state-run think tank. He said, and I quote, "The Kremlin has decided to sacrifice OPEC and to stop U.S. shale oil producers and to punish the U.S. for messing with Nord Stream 2. Of course, to upset Saudi Arabia could be a risky thing, but the This is Russia's strategy at the moment, flexible geometry of interests.
Yeah, it sounds to me like they're more upset with the status quo in the Middle East than the United States, because in the United States, if we decided to loosen some restrictions and go after our own natural resources, we could flick them off like a fly. And our oil shale guys, they're smart enough to figure out a way around this. They will either regroup, retool, or reapproach. So that threat, as far as I'm concerned, is hollow.
Now, I want you to hold on to something when I tell you this. The DNC is seeking a debate format where Joe Biden can be sitting down.
Well, of course. You know, I saw something yesterday on social media that made me think a little bit, and I don't know, it might warrant some thought. They're trying to portray their front runner as kind of unstable, so that he's got some shield from any lawsuits that might come his way over what he did in the Ukraine before.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so they want him to sit down, or they're going to have like a TBS round table, like a McLaughlin group. Let's sit down or across the table and talk.
Maybe.
I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care what format they come out with. It's the substance that's going to happen. And so far, there hasn't been any substance, but how socialist can we be?
And Bernie Sanders is, of course, pushing against it. Meanwhile, John Fun from the National Review says that he believes that Michelle Obama could be Biden's VP, although over the weekend, Kamala Harris, who's maneuvering, and I've said this since the beginning, Kamala Harris is maneuvering, I think, to be his VP. She came out and endorsed him.
And let's look at this whole thing here. You've got somebody who's been in politics in California and someone who is a first lady, and other than that, just an activist. They're ignoring Tulsi Gabbard, who's running for president, who's been kept away from the debate stage at every turn.
Yep,
who is a moderate voice of the Democrat Party. So
yep.
I don't know how they're the party of the Me Too movement or the party that wants to seat a vice presidential candidate that's a minority woman when they're screwing one of their own right now in broad daylight.
Well, think about this. If they wind up putting Kamala Harris in there, that's a puppet of the Obama administration, in my humble opinion. And if it's Hillary Clinton, I don't need to say anymore, or Michelle Obama, you know, we know what's going to happen there. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Frank Silvato, managing editor. Yeah, listen to me. The host of the Underground USA podcast, but he also manages this too, so I'm partially right. I'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, with a little Steppenwolf going in the background. This portion of the program, my conversations with Frank Salvalo, is brought to you by Moss Nissan and their three dealerships, plus the Moss Wholesale to the Public dealership, and don't forget the all-new Moss Acura. Now, while most car dealerships have as few as 30 pre-owned vehicles available for sale at any time, when you shop at one of the three Moss Nissan dealerships, you've got hundreds of clean pre-owned cars and trucks to choose from. And you also get great peace of mind because every used vehicle bought from Moss Nissan comes with Moss Care. Now, with Moss Care, you'll get lifetime oil changes, lifetime tire rotation, special treatments for both the interior and exterior of your car to keep it looking new, credit and deposit protection, and a whole bunch more. And don't forget, if you tell them the captain sent you, you'll save an extra $500 on your deal of your either certified pre-owned or your brand new vehicle. Now, you will save thousands at Moss Nissan, because all pre-owned cars and trucks are marked wholesale to the public. Guess what? Three locations to serve you. U.S. 19 and 54 in Newport Richie, U.S. 19 in Crystal River. Don't forget U.S. 19, Homosassa Springs, the Moss Wholesale to the Public, where it's all the wholesale certified pre-owned vehicles. And at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, that's 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, you'll have your choice of that or the Moss Acura right next door. Two dealerships side by side. And you can check them out online, MossMAUSNissan.com. MossMAUSNissan.com. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, and tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you another $500 on your car deal. All right, back to the fact career with Frank Salvalo. And, you know, we got to talk about this because here's why. I got a message from Cindy, a student at USF, asking me if I thought the mainstream media was going overboard with the sensationalism with the stories about coronavirus. And I answered it twofold. I said, yes, absolutely they are, number one, because they have an agenda. We all know what the agenda is to get rid of Donald Trump any way they can. And number two, let's not forget about the fact that the Democratic Party's up to their eyeballs in all of this, too, because anything that can be done to help them, then guess what? There you go.
Yeah, it's the proof positive for the overhype. And I'm not, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that people shouldn't be concerned about the coronavirus. We should take adequate precautions with hand washing, like there was a bad flu going around. That's all you can do at this point, and that's what should be done. Plus, if you don't feel good, or if you think you're a little under the weather, stay away from public places. Don't go to the basketball game. Don't go to the hockey game or the baseball game. Stay home and be responsible so that if you don't feel good, you're not spreading something out into the public. That said, when you look at the stories, and I did this last Friday, I went to all of the major news sources. I went to NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, Fox,
right.
One America's, all the way down the line. And I counted the number of stories on the coronavirus that they had on their landing pages, not going into the different sections, just on their landing pages. And routinely it was 34, 30, 27, 25. I think the lowest one was 7. So they're taking the same story, rewriting it, rehashing it with a couple extra little points in there, and keeping it on the front page. How is that not overhype?
Well, I agree, and that's the whole point. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to sink the battleship here, the battleship being the USS Donald J. Trump and the United States economy, because the more they can do to try to hurt everybody that's out there and make it look like they're doing the best thing, you know what I'm saying? It's just unbelievable, just unbelievable.
Well, the bottom political agenda on this one is to put the economy back in play by damaging it. And at this point, it looks like they're kind of succeeding, because the media is just slamming on this as hard as they can, creating a panic where calm is actually the prescription for the day.
Well, let me slam back. Yesterday we had a story in Florida about a cruise ship off the east coast of Florida, Port Everglades, sitting out there in international waters, not being allowed to come into port because of two crewmen that had transferred off that princess ship, the Dream Princess, over there in California to the Regal Princess over on the east coast. Same shipping line, different ships. And they found out about it, and they said, uh-oh, wait a minute, got to test them. They might be contagious. Well, they did. They gave them a couple of tests. They tested them. Tests came back negative. They were held out there for about 14 or 15 hours, and they finally came into port 14 or 15 hours late. But that's what happened there.
Well, I mean, an abundance of caution? Sure. Why not? But when it comes to being over the top, where people are panicking, you know, jumping off buildings, pitchforks and torches, we've got to get a handle on this, people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, take the precautions for a bad flu, and if you feel like you're a little bit under the weather, do the responsible thing and sequester yourself until you feel better. You know, we're going to survive this. Every year it's another one. Zika, bird flu. You know, it's the end of the world. Every year when the new strain of something comes out, we're going to have a pandemic. Well, be responsible with your hygiene. Be responsible with covering your mouth when you sneeze or cough. And if you don't feel good, stay out of giant places where there's a lot of people, out of respect for them. And I think we'll get through this just fine, considering how most of the cases that have happened in the United States so far, people are already on the mend and feeling better and back to work.
Right. Just like the flu, 2 or 3 days, and, you know, you turn it around with the proper medication and whatnot. Even if you self-medicate, so to speak, in 2 or 3 days, you can have it under control. And, of course, I am talking, folks, to Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. Now, Frank, the other thing is that we had Jesse Jackson come out over the weekend, and endorse Bernie Sanders. And, of course, that's because Tuesday, I guess we'll call this mini Tuesday, we have four states. The biggest one with the delegates happens to be Michigan. And back in 2016, Bernie won that state. Now, right now, they're saying that Joe Biden is doing much better, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And, of course, he's being propped up as best they can by the announcement that come out, Kamala Harris, over the weekend. And, oh, by the way, Bernie did get another endorsement. Did you hear who it was from?
No.
Jane Fonda.
Oh, good for him. That should get him the veterans vote.
Oh, yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
You know, and I like the propped up Biden. I thought that pun was awesome. Jesse Jackson, you know, why would he go for Bernie Sanders? Obviously, somebody's promising Jesse a HUD position, maybe. I don't know, because Jesse doesn't do anything unless Jesse's getting something for Jesse.
Right, you're absolutely right. And the thing of it is Joe Biden, we just don't know what's going to happen, because he's got, what, a 70-delegate lead or something like that right now?
It's too early to be calling this, like,
sure.
like these places want to go. Why don't they just let the convention happen? You've got the usual suspects on the left and in the media needing to call this thing free primaries out of the box. And they were starting to do that already. Well, it's Bernie Sanders. Well, now it's Joe Biden. Well, now it's going to be, you know, stop it. Just report on what happened. Quit trying to be this giant green head like the Wizard of Oz with the little man behind the curtain predicting the future all the time, and let the people vote in their primaries and just report on it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think about the president saying that I'm not going to go have my traditional St. Patrick's Day lunch with the Speaker of the House? In this case, happens to be Nancy Pelosi of the corned beef and cabbage. I remember when Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan went and did theirs, and they had a beer, and that was one of the things that brought them, the two of them, closer together. But I think Nancy would have the cocktail, and Trump doesn't drink, so he'd be drinking water.
That tradition is demolished because of Nancy Pelosi.
That's
and
right.
Hate.
That's right.
Nancy Pelosi has acted with nothing but hatred towards this president. And I use that word literally and by the definition of the word hate. She hates this guy.
Yep.
You know, so she feigns being a Catholic. She's not. She's pro-abortion, which is against Catholic tenets. And she's constantly full of judgment and hate, which is not Christian. So not only should she be excommunicated from the Catholic Church, if the Catholic Church had a spine to do such a thing out there in San Francisco, but we as a people have to call her out as a hater.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the gift that keeps on giving, Joe Biden, over the weekend said, and I quote, "We can only reelect Donald Trump before he switched it real quick."
Yeah, to borrow from our friend Cousin Vinny, he may be too frail for jail.
Yep. All right, that was for you, Cousin Vinny. All right, Frank, we'll talk to you on Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Salvato, the host of the Underground USA podcast, and yep, Cousin Vinny is on a roll tonight. And good morning, sunshine. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to be talking about some sports coming up, including the great big Grand Prix of St. Pete coming up this weekend.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
There's finally a plan in place for the Grand Princess cruise ship, which has been circling off the coast of California. The ship will dock in Oakland, and passengers from the U.S. will be transferred to military bases to get screened and possibly quarantined for up to 2 weeks. 34 passengers from the state of Georgia will be heading to Dobbins Air Base in Marietta, along with other passengers who live along the East Coast. President Trump asked in Florida about whether or not he will continue to hold campaign rallies.
Are you concerned that the virus is getting close to the White House?
No, I'm not concerned at all. No, I'm not.
And a person attending CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference being treated for coronavirus in New Jersey, the person reportedly did not have any contact with President Trump or the Vice President, who both spoke at the event in National Harbor, Maryland. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's listening to us up there, Carrollton, Georgia, way on AM 1330 WLBB, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to all the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, and yes, they have all of them, Air Force too, by the way, there at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Show, Gun and Knife Show. That's Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows. When it comes to gun shows and knife shows, smaller is definitely better. Two Guys Gun Shows are my preferred gun show. Now, let me tell you something. This Saturday, you can join me and the lovely Susie Q. We'll be over at the Mid Reg Hall, located at 6340 126th Avenue North, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. We'll be there from 9 to 3. Now, you can browse the tables for the most modern, up-to-date guns, plus a whole large display of antique weapons and knives from the Revolutionary, Civil, World War I, II, Korea, and Vietnam Wars. And I think they'll probably have the guy with the fishing poles and rods and reels and all that stuff back over there again, because he was very popular right there. So this is this Saturday of this Sunday, March 14th and 15th at the Mid-Reg Hall, that's M-I-N-N-R-E-G Hall, 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. Come on over, stop by, say howdy howdy to us. We'd love to see you. All right, here he is, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. And you talking about the two guys and the fishing makes me think of Luke Bryan, man. Hunting and a fishing every day. Not a better way to live, as he likes to say. So, anyway, for all our Spectrum Music fans out there and all those truckers out there still doing it, baby, in the 18-wheelers, we appreciate you. So, yeah, Captain, NASCAR yesterday, Joey Logano, boy, he hung in there. Kevin Harvick almost caught him there at the wire. Had to go into OT to win out there in Phoenix, Arizona. So, very exciting race for everybody who had the privilege of watching that. So,
Joey's second win of the season.
Yeah, you know, it's been a very interesting season, speaking of that, Captain, because there's been four different teams as far as the racing teams. Now there's four different drivers who've won a race. We talked about this, you know, to start the season at Daytona, that this could be one of those years.
However,
a lot of different winners.
However, what's the one thing that all the winners have shared? I know you don't know it, so I'm going to say it. Every one of the car owners or every one of the cars folks had a double-digit number.
Oh, be a little crazy, but yeah, I like it, Captain.
It's
true.
It's true. Every one of the cars had a double-digit number. Just saying.
They did. Speaking of that, you know, a couple of the double digits, like Martin Truex, though, thought he was going to do a lot better this year. But he did win one of the stages yesterday, Mr. Number 19. So we'll see if maybe that's things to come, because he had a great season last year. I'm trying to back it up this year. So that'll be interesting. Hey, for all the people who saw the XFL game last night, wow, what a game between.
Now, wait a minute. You skipped auto racing because you forgot all about the St. Pete Grand Prix coming up Saturday.
Yeah, that's coming this weekend. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, Captain. Yeah, we can't forget that. Good old St. Pete, Florida. Got the Grand Prix. You got the Baseball Grapefruit Leagues. It's going to be an interesting week of sports. And after that, Captain, anybody who wants to, up in Jacksonville area, you're going to have the TPC for the golfers. And then also, next Saturday and Sunday, we'll have the Valspar tournament there in Innisbrook, Palm Harbor, Florida.
People don't come to Florida for that. That's just a local. So keep going with where you were going there. XFL football, what happened? I didn't watch it.
Oh, man. The Vipers were up 20-6, Captain. And Joey Johnson, he used to be a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback. He rallied him back with four touchdowns, and they won 41-34. Very exciting game last night in the XFL. They're starting to make a push there. They're starting to get very exciting. It's getting to be some fun football to watch. We'll see if, you know, it can continue. There's talk about changing the games, days, and times. It's strictly ESPN and all the TV people are just trying to find some.
Well, the numbers,
the numbers
are going backwards because of guys like me, because I watched it to begin with because it's interesting, and then I quit watching it.
Well, why did you quit watching it, Matt?
I had other better things to do.
Okay, I respect that answer. Well, you know, you have football that starts up in, you know, August with preseason, the NFL, and goes all the way to the first weekend in February with the Super Bowl. That's a lot of football. I think that's part of the reason that it's going to be tough for them to hold on.
Now, that doesn't mean that I might not watch the game at another time, but, you know, when one of the games was going on, I was busy doing something else. Like last night, I was in the middle of show prep and listening to some things that I had to know about pertaining to all this stupid coronavirus and these cruise ships and all that, and I had to pay attention to that to get the information to get it out there accurately and not half cock like some of these news networks are doing. All right, now let's go to baseball, because yesterday somebody got hit smack dab in the face. Wow.
Yeah, that was dangerous. We talked about that on the Sports Zone. You know, that's a lethal weapon that they're throwing out there. And it can be dangerous, man. And feel for these guys. Shots back up the middle or a pitcher throwing the ball inside gets away from them. It's dangerous. It's just the sad part of the game that's dangerous. But MLB, you know, the start of the season will be here in less than a month. Matt, I'm looking forward to it. So are a lot of other people. I think there's going to be some teams that surprise some people and some teams that everybody thinks are going to do great might not do as well. You know, it's still a team sport. It's become more individualized and all the.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. The good teams, the really good teams, play about 500 ball in spring training because they try to play everybody to take a look at everybody. And they don't just play their regulars all the time unless they got some really good subs or something like that. But normally the teams that are in the middle of the pack, you look at the veteran teams that are in there, they'll be the ones that'll be standing when the last whistle is blown or whatever come September.
No, that makes a lot of sense, Captain. Just like in football, a lot of teams won't win a game in preseason and then go out and go 12-4 because they're not, you know, they're just looking to see to get the best talent they can, or they'll go 1-3.
Yeah.
They don't care. Your point's very well taken. It's about seeing who's going to get to
win. Let's go back to football. You got the NFL Combine this week, is that right?
No, that's all done. We're going to have the draft here pretty soon.
Okay, the draft. That's what it is, the draft. All right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of free agency talk will be starting this weekend coming up, and then it's official next weekend where you can talk to the players and free agency and the quarterback carousel going around. So we're going to see where everybody lands here. I would say in 2 weeks, Captain, realistically, by this time in 2 weeks, we should know around the 23rd of March where everybody is standing. You might have one or two still, you know, tangibles out there, but it'll be pretty much solidified because you have the draft coming up. These teams want to know should they draft
a
player or that.
Hang on a second. I'm going to take a quick question here. Okay, good morning there, Bag Evan. Bob, what's your question?
Okay. I want to know, what does he think of Luka Doncic as maybe the new Larry Bird, and do the Dallas Mavericks with Chris Porzingis have a chance to advance like in the playoffs?
All right. Okay. What do you think?
Yeah. No, that's a great question. Yeah, I like this kid a lot, Captain. He's a gamer. He could be the most upcoming star in the NBA.
Okay, so, now it's time for you to tell everybody what you do. You got about 30 seconds.
No problem. Hey, give me a call at 813-966-1052. Patrick Highland. It's 813-966-1052. Any insurance questions you have, you want a second set of eyes to look at your paperwork, give me a call. I can be of help to you. I've helped out hundreds of people here in the Tampa Bay area. I'd be excited and helpful to you and look forward to meeting you over a cup of coffee. Again, Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. Give me a call. If you're looking, you got a few weeks left to make any changes if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan to switch to the Devoted Health Plan's Medicare HMO. And I can help you out with that. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Captain, thank you as always. Take care and have a great week.
All righty, and we'll see Patrick Highland again on Friday. We'll hear Patrick Highland again on Friday, and sometimes he's been known to show up at Mission Barbecue on Tuesdays where we have lunch with the captain, and you're invited to come over there too tomorrow. But in the meantime, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are broadcasting all across the radio dial from this side to the other side and every side in between. So, by the way, Mark Levin came out and said that Chuckie Schumer should be disbarred. He is an attorney, certainly admonished by the Senate and investigated by the Ethics and DOJ. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. I don't disagree with any of that, but it'll never happen. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And it is time for our beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest franchise amongst all the Freedom Boat Clubs, 213 of them across the USA. And here we go. Alrighty, well, today is Monday, and for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, small craft should exercise caution because there will be some winds, not as windy as it's been over the weekend. They'll start out of the east northeast and turn around to the east. They'll be anywhere from 10 to 15 miles an hour and then 15 to 20 miles an hour this afternoon. Seas will be 1 to 2 and then 3 to 4 with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature is currently 66 degrees. The bay water temperature is at 67 degrees. We had our high tide at 2:03 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 9:13 a.m. It's going to be a little breezy today, but there'll be plenty of sun out there. The highs will be in the upper 70s, might even reach 80s in some places. Now, the numbers at Freedom Boat Club tell an amazing story. 3 years ago, They went from 10 locations to now 30 and more coming. They went from 100 boats now up to 500. And that's in just about 3.5 to 4 years of amazing growth. Now, how'd they do it, you ask? Well, it's pretty simple. They're amazing people and fantastic service. That's how. There's a Freedom Boat Club location somewhere within the sound of my voice with 213 locations across America. Now, all you have to do is go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay to find out more. Find out more information about the Freedom Boat Club. Now, active duty military, veterans, current and retired first responders, teachers, plus members of the medical profession, all get discounts on their membership. And you can also call them at 855-FREEDOM, that number again, 855-FREEDOM, and tell them the captain sent you. Now, that's the Freedom Boat Club, the no-hassle way to go boating. And believe me when I tell you, 855-FREEDOM, you'll find out more, 855-FREEDOM. And don't forget, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay to find out more. Don't forget some of the new member benefits. The perks are, before you even become a member, you can take one of those sunset cruises on a Freedom Boat Club from any of the Tampa Bay locations to see what it's like on the water. Again, give them a call, 855-FREEDOM. And you like to fish? Well, they got fishing seminars with some of their great fishing boat charter club captains there, too, that belong to the Freedom Boat Club. And, of course, they've got group events, too, for members of the Freedom Boat Club. So, again, membership has its advantages. 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And tell them the captain sent you. Well, taking a look at the stock market, the futures all seem to be down. Just take your pick as to what you want to look at. I'm going to refresh the screen one more time and see what I get. But they've been down a whole lot, or they've been down not a whole lot. It just all depends. It's been going back and forth all night long. Now, depending on what you look at and depending on what you see, the Dow Jones is down today. The NASDAQ is down today. The Standard & Poor's is down today. Not by a great, terrible, awful amount that he couldn't come bouncing back, but it certainly is down. In the meantime, gold is up not at $1,700, but near $1,700 an ounce right now. Oil has gone back up a little bit. It's not as low as what it was, trading at $33.08. It's down 19.86%. since Friday. Wow. That's in the United States. We're not as bad as what some of the other countries are showing. By the way, some of our stocks are floating around back and forth right now, but it's going to be one of those days. The market is volatile, and we know that, and they're reacting to everything that's going on. They're reacting to the headlines, oil prices collapses, Russia targets frackers. Matter of fact, the headline says $20 a barrel oil possible. I don't think we'll ever see it go back that low again, because that would mean gasoline prices at $1.50 a gallon. And you aren't going to see that. Not in my lifetime anymore. $1.99 maybe. And they'll fight like hell to hold the price over $2 a gallon. You watch and see. But we might see $1.99 this time around, which would really, really make a lot of people happy. Just in time for the election. Think about that. Now, the politics of the day, the DNC, oh boy, is seeking a debate format where Joe Biden can sit down. Huh. Should I even ask? And Bernie Sanders is pushing against it. Meanwhile, John Fun from the National Review, says that some people believe Michelle Obama could be Biden's VP. There's a lot of people that think that. There's a few people that think Hillary Clinton will be the VP. But in the meantime, the other name that thrust herself back into the middle of the picture again over the weekend was Kamala Harris. She endorsed Joe Biden. And she is the one that I was telling you from day one was going to be the vice presidential nominee. Why? Because she's a puppet of the Obamas. She's a product and a puppet of the Obamas. Same group. Why wouldn't Biden want to go with another like-minded group of the candy factory known as the Obama factory? Why not? Oh, by the way, Senator Ted Cruz and Congressman Paul Gosar, who spent time with an infected individual, CPAC infected individual, they actually met with the person and shook hands with them at CPAC. They are going to self-quarantine in place at their homes. And, wow, that makes me think of who else at CPAC shook hands with this individual. If you were at CPAC, oh, you could be infected. That's all I'm saying. Could be infected, so you better figure it out. If you got a cold or something, you don't know how you got it, or you think it's nothing, then maybe you better get tested. By the way, some 4 million more test kits will be available in the U.S. by the end of the week. More after that. They're producing them in mass production, coming out as quickly as they can get them out there. And the World Health Organization came out and said bumping elbows isn't safe enough either for people if you think or suspect there's something with their health, bumping elbows. Okay, so what do? Just give them a little shot to the hips, you know, the old hip bump, whatever. Jeez. Oh, toe tap, that's right. Yeah, okay, somebody said toe tap in the background here. You're right, toe tap, that's what I saw them doing. And we all know, folks, that the media and the Democrats are seeking to demonize President Trump over the coronavirus. We all know that they would love to see anything happen other than what should happen, and that is to let nature take its course and let it work out. They're stoking panic. It's doing enormous damage economically. And by the way, people are going to be damaged financially, but you got to weather the storm if you can. You got to weather the storm, triggering panic by telling older people, oh, it's not going to be, you're going to lose your shirts. Don't get on a cruise. Well, you know, don't get on a cruise ship. I'll go with that. I'll go with that one. And don't fly to Italy when they got 16 million people quarantined. I'll go with that one. Be careful of where you go in the Middle East, South Korea, for example. Yep, I'll go with that one too. But you gotta be reasonable about this. You can't just go out there like some half-cocked idiot. All right, well, got to say howdy, howdy to the folks down there. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And, oh, by the way, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Stop by the store, see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue truck when you see it. That's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment. Don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. All righty, I'll be back tonight, everybody. I guarantee you we'll still be talking about the coronavirus and the oil situation. Very fluid today. Remember, we told you about it here first. I'll be back tonight. God bless America. Stay safe. It's all about we the people. I'll see you later.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.